Time to talk some Black Bear hockey. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. The voice of Maine hockey, John Shields, joins us. Hello there, Johnny.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. First, we need a big update on last weekend. How did your youth hockey team end up doing, those junior Black Bears?
A rough weekend for the junior Black Bears. A lot to work on, a lot to take away from the four games in Auburn, but we had fun, and we're going to live to fight another day.
All right. It just means you coaches have a lot of things that you can coach.
Back to the basics this week in practice. That was what we did.
All right. Now, on the more positive side of things, it was an awfully fine game for the Black Bears last Saturday afternoon against AIC.
Yes, it was. Four different goal scorers, five goals scored overall for Maine, two from Lyndon Breen. And when we talked last Friday, I mentioned to you the younger defensemen who have played big roles for this Maine team so far. We had one scored. Luke Antonacci had a goal for Maine, which was great to see. And Grayson Arnott, another freshman defenseman, put a puck on net that Lyndon Breen was able to redirect. So those players getting involved, and a great performance in net for Victor Osman, who's been playing very well for Maine as of late, allowed just one goal. It was a power play goal. So lots of positives out of that one game against AIC.
Yeah, that must be one of those games where I'm sure Coach Ben Barr is like, "My, I wish we were playing a second game now."
Yeah, right. Yeah, true. But they were able to prove to the team that they can score and find ways to score goals, and they were all even strength goals as well. So if you start to think, you know, if they can get the power play unit going, which has been struggling, and that's really the only thing that didn't go well on Saturday was the power play unit. If you can get that going and you add a power play goal tonight, you know, you're going to start to add up some W's.
And great to see, as you mentioned, so many different people get in on the scoring.
Yeah, four different goal scorers, and then there was 15 players who registered a point.
Wow.
That was a record for Maine, the most players to register a point in a long, long time. And, you know, you dress 22 if you count the goalies. And so 15 players registered a point, which is really, really cool.
That's outstanding. So what can the Black Bears take from that game and bring to their weekend series against a Vermont team that's been struggling a bit?
Well, I think you take the line combinations that worked well at AIC, as they're still trying to find good combinations up front, and take those combinations and you know, continue to have them work together here. Nolan Renwick scored a goal in that AIC game, and he's a player who they need to get some offense from. He was able to score the first goal, and he's on a line with Dietrich Henbrandt and Justin McCallion, and those are two transfer players, and those three worked really well together in the AIC game. You've got Killian Kiekerolsen, a freshman center, with couple players who can really fly and shoot, and Donovan Houle and Michael Mancinelli. So some combinations that looked really sharp, and they're going to keep those together here in this game. Cole Hansen with Thomas Friel and Reed Pavich, that's a fun line to watch too. They all have a lot of hustle, and Thomas Friel's not afraid to get in those dangerous areas in front of the net and drive the net, and Reed Pavich can really shoot the puck too. So that's one thing that's going to be fun to watch here tonight. Those line combos back together and see if they can continue the success they had last Saturday.
What's the strength of this Catamounts team, John?
Well, they're good on defense. They've got a good goaltender in Gabe Carrier, who is real sharp in net for them, and they don't allow a lot of goals. They're very stingy. They don't score a lot of goals either, which is, you know, a similar problem Maine has had this season, but Vermont has had a lot of low-scoring games. So they've got to find a way to get to the net. We talk about that all the time, drive the net and create scoring opportunities. So two teams that don't score a lot and that don't give up a ton of goals. So I'm sure we're due for an 8-7 hockey game here tonight.
Now, you've talked about that power play with us before. What's the issue on the power play? Are they just not getting the good shots, the good scoring opportunities?
Well, it seems to be they're not able to get net front. They pass the puck around the perimeter a lot, and when they do get a shot through, they're either too tight in on net and the rebounds are going around them, or they're not able to get inside the dots So I don't know if they're just at this point, you know, talking to Coach Barr this week, it's kind of one of those, he kind of laughed about it because, you know, I think it's, you got to laugh or cry. It's one of the two. It's like, you know, they just have to work their way through it and just keep trying and trying to adjust and see what they can do. And, you know, maybe they're holding the sticks a little too hard and looking for that perfect passing lane, perfect shooting lane. And they just started, they just have to start to put pucks on net and try to get those rebounds.
All right, it's Maine and Vermont for two this weekend, and then was it the? I don't have the schedule right in front of me, but Black Bears are home for one weekend. Is that right? One game?
Yeah, one game next Saturday against Canisius, another non-conference opponent, and that's a 2 o'clock game. And the cool thing about that game, Rich, is after the game, there's a skate with the Bears, so fans can get on the ice and meet the players after that game next Saturday, 2 o'clock faceoff. So a nice early puck drop. And get out on the ice and skate with the Bears. And I'm trying to figure out a way to do the post-game show from my skates on the ice. That's my current plan.
I want to listen to that. That sounds fantastic. What was that sound? Oh, that was just Johnny getting cross-checked by his son.
By Coach Barr. I hope it's somebody.
What time are you on the air tonight with the pregame show?
6:30 pregame show on the Black Bear Sports Network. I know we're up against the clock here, Rich, but I want to say congratulations on your nomination for Sportscaster of the Year in Maine through the National Sports Media Association. Very well deserved.
We always make extra time if you want to talk about me. No.
I'll talk about you all day. You know that.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Well, listen, you set the bar high. You are the reigning Maine Sportscaster of the Year. The only reason you're not on the ballot is because they changed the rules so you can't win 2 years in a row.
Yeah, well, I think, wasn't it because you won too many years in a row? They had to, have to let us little people win once in a while.
I don't know what happened. I nominated some of our Black Bear Sports Properties colleagues, and they didn't end up on the ballot. I got all these Southern Maine guys to compete with.
Yeah, I don't know. That's out of my hands. I did some nominations, too, and the list is there, and also, you know, my friend Larry, your friend, who does the broadcast with me on the Black Bear Sports Network, Larry's in there as well, too. So a lot of talented people on the list for sports writers and sports broadcasters.
Absolutely, and look, it's a kid, but an honor to be nominated, because when it's being nominated by your peers, and there are other awards out there in broadcasting, but to me, the only one that means anything to me is this one. Even just to be nominated, because it's the people that do the same thing you do that cast their vote. So that makes it pretty cool, and it never gets old.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great association.
Well, John, have a great time this weekend. Bring the Black Bears some points against those Catamounts. Travel safely, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, John. John Shields, voice of Black Bear Hockey. Black Bear Reports brought to you by Clear Point Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718.